Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Jackson Maddox.
Good morning, colleagues. The prayer this morning comes from my pastor, Pastor Steve Couch, who is up in the gallery here behind the president. Please join me in prayer. Most gracious and merciful God, we come to you in humble adoration, acknowledging that you are great and greatly to be praised. You alone are God, and all glory belongs to you. We begin this morning's business with heavy hearts. Minister to us as we prepare to say goodbye to our colleague and friend, Josh Bronzik. We pray for your comforting presence over Josh's wife, Kelly, and his children, Samuel and Audrey. May you be their refuge and source of hope in this time of devastating sorrow and loss. Make us mindful of our own mortality and the sober reality that we, too, will someday stand before you to give an account for our lives. May we be ready to face that day, covered by faith in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who paid the full price for the forgiveness of sins for all who repent and trust in him, for salvation through his perfect life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection. We pray for each of our lawmakers and staffers this morning who devote so much of their lives in service to our great state of Iowa. Pour out your perfect wisdom and grace upon each of them afresh today, that they may accomplish your will and bring you glory in all of their labors. In every way, empower their leadership and grant them joy, gratitude, and faithfulness as they continue to serve the people of Iowa. In Christ's name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? There's business in the well. Secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 23rd, 2022 passed the following bills. Senate File 522, a bill for enacting older individuals, dependent adults, certain criminal offenses, and civil actions providing penalties. House File 2384, a bill for enacting pharmacy benefit managers, prescription drug benefits, contract pharmacies, covered entities participating in the 340B drug program, including applicability provisions. House File 2560, bill for enacting to make appropriations following state government entities involved with agriculture, natural resources, and environmental protection, making related statutory changes, including effective date provisions.
This time, the chair would like to recognize the senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, please join me in welcoming our friend Yenem Cohen, the Israeli Consul General. As we know, the very existence of the State of Israel has been challenged from its inception in 1948. While many have learned the importance of this nation through news reports, many of us will place special attention to Israel from a faith perspective, personal experience, and family and friends within our community. We are humbled to support Israel as a free and democratic state, as a people of shared values, faith, and service around the world, and as America's strongest ally in the Middle East. Yenem Cohen is the Consul General for Israel in the Midwest. He is a career diplomat with 16 years of experience in the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs and currently serves in Chicago. He has led missions as a senior policy advisor to the Foreign Minister of Israel, the director of the United Nations Political Affairs Department, and as diplomatic lead in missions from Spain, Germany, and Colombia. He holds an MBA from Hebrew University in both computer science, as well as he speaks English, Hebrew, Spanish, and German. He is married to his beautiful wife, Alette, and their three incredible children. Yesterday, Governor Reynolds signed two laws. They were anti-BDS, or the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction of Israel. This anti-Semitic bill has been passed with the incredible and overwhelming support of this body. House File 2373 is an act relating to restrictions regarding companies boycotting Israel, and House File 2022 is an act relating to anti-Semitism in the state of Iowa. In the governor's own words, she expressed, "Today we express Iowa's enduring support for the state of Israel and our categorical rejection of anti-Semitism. But Israel's relationship with Iowa spans to many of our communities right here in Iowa. Two years ago, we had the advantage of having the ambassador to Israel with us, at which time they presented us a tourniquet presented by the Israelis to the Iowa National Guard that saved the life of so many Israeli citizens in the bombings from Hamas and Syria. The Consul General today has been so good as to be able to give those same tourniquets as well with us to our National Guard that are now saving lives right here in Iowa and as we send those forward to Ukraine, something the Consul General will speak about in his own regard. So many of us here have an ag background, and as the proverb in Yiddish goes, that honors a renewable, lasting life in Israel. Today, let there be rain in Israel. And Consul General, we also have a saying here in Iowa, if you don't like the weather, wait a day and it will change. We apologize for the snow, but we are so welcome to have you here in Iowa. Consul General.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Senator, for this introduction. Very happy to be here in snow and in sun. It is an honor to be addressing the Iowa Senate today. Yesterday, I had the honor to join Governor Reynolds as she signed legislation condemning anti-Semitism and the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement against Israel. By signing these important pieces of legislation, the governor, the state legislator, and the people of Iowa made it clear that the Israeli and the Jewish people are welcome in their great state. I would like to thank Majority Leader Whitaker, President of the Senate Chapman, Minority Leader Zach Walz, and the overwhelming majority of the Senate for passing the anti-BDS bill, and the entire Senate for passing the anti-Semitism bill. After the bill signing, I took a moment to reflect in the Holocaust Memorial on the state capitol grounds. Condemning anti-Semitism and bigotry is just as important in 2022 as it was in 1945. Standing in solidarity against the hate is a pillar in the Iowa-Israel Alliance and a reflection of the shared values between our societies. And we also have much to celebrate. There are many areas in academia, technology, and agriculture where Iowans and Israelis cooperate. As I speak to you here in Des Moines, Lieutenant Governor Gregg is in Jerusalem, my country's capital, meeting with the highest level of Israeli leadership to explore new trade opportunities between Iowans and Israeli businesses. Expanding collaboration in agricultural technology and in artificial intelligence are the most promising areas, and as Consul General of Israel to the Midwest, I will do everything possible to support new partnerships. The last Israeli diplomat to address this body was my friend, Ambassador Ron Dermer, back in 2019. And I have to say that the world looked significantly different back then. Since Ambassador Dermer last addressed this body, the Israeli people have elected a new government. It spans from the left to the right and represents all aspects of Israeli society. For the first time ever, there is an Arab Islamic party serving in the majority governing coalition in Israel. The new government is by far the most diverse and representative in Israel's history. Since Ambassador Dermer last addressed this body, three Arab nations have signed the Abraham Accords and made peace with Israel. This is the greatest diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East in the past 30 years, and it was organized in a bipartisan fashion by American leadership. These peace agreements lay foundation for cooperation in civil society, technology, and academia. Israeli flags can now be flown at sporting events in Bahrain. The United Arab Emirates and Israel are now collaborating in research in the outer space. Direct flights are scheduled on a weekly basis between Israel and Morocco. I am deeply thankful to the United States' continued bipartisan support and advocacy for peace in Israel. And while there is much to celebrate, there are still great challenges abroad. I would be remiss to not address the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. And I want to be very clear on this issue. Israel stands with the United States in its explicit condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is holding mediating conversations between both sides of the conflict and in full coordination with the American administration. As part of Israel's strong commitment to deliver humanitarian support to the Ukrainian people, this week, Israel inaugurated the first field hospital on Ukrainian soil to support refugees who are displaced from the conflict. Let me finish by reiterating, for Israel, there is no greater friend and ally than the United States of America. The continued bipartisan support of the U.S.-Israel relationship advances American interests in the Middle East, guarantees the security of Israeli people, and adds stability to an otherwise unpredictable region of the world. I look forward to doing everything possible to strengthen this historic and bipartisan relationship. So thank you so much for supporting our great alliance. It has been a privilege to address you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your message. We will have a brief meet and greet in room 22 once we finish with the gavel, so we can officially meet our prestigious visitor from Israel, and also time for some pictures.
Thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful stay here in Iowa. Thank you for being in the Iowa Senate today. Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I already mentioned my pastor up here, Steve Couch, in the gallery behind you, and would just like to have the Senate give him a warm welcome this morning.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, do any senators seek the floor for a point of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point?
You are in order.
Well, I had planned to do this yesterday, but we had a lengthy debate, so I rise today to recognize the 12th anniversary of the Historic Affordable Care Act, which would have been yesterday. Thanks to President Obama and to a Democrat-led U.S. Congress, health insurance, and health care became more available and affordable for tens of millions of Americans because of the Affordable Care Act. Currently, 230,000 Iowans are on the Iowa Health and Wellness Plan, which was made possible by Medicaid expansion in Iowa through the Affordable Care Act, also known as the ACA. These are Iowans who may not have had coverage before the ACA, and now they have comprehensive coverage at low cost. The Iowa Health and Wellness Plan is for Iowans 19 to 64 years old and is based on income. The plan encourages prevention and healthy behaviors. It also encourages essential health services, including emergency care, doctor's visits, prescription medication, maternity and newborn care, and mental health and substance abuse disorder services. Today, we should celebrate the fact that President Biden supports the Affordable Care Act and that most Americans want to make health care more affordable and accessible to all Americans. So today, I say on behalf of thousands of Iowa citizens, thank you, President Obama, for signing the Affordable Care Act into law. And this has put our nation on a path where health care is available to all and not a privilege for just a few.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate recess until 3 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be recessed until 3 p.m. today.